Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the MMAR, live here on Sports Byline. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest-running fight show in history, emanating from the mighty Sports Byline studios in the city by the bay. Actually, if you're ever in the Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco, that's where we're at. We're hanging out right on the waterfront here in the city by the bay. Beautiful sights, no doubt about it. And if you're joining us for this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, you could be anywhere in the world. You listen to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, so I want to thank you for that straight up. My name is Pedro Fernandez, the often imitated but never duplicated, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio waves, folks, having defended that title off for better than 34 years. As I said, often imitated but never duplicated. We've got open phone lines. I'll throw this out at the top of the show. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. That's our toll-free listener line, 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You can rap me, you can compliment me, you can drop a comment, do whatever you want. No holds barred, baby. Give it on. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. We are a week away, 6 days away, of course, from the 7th. International Fight Week starts in a couple of days. We're talking about the heavyweight championship of the world going down. Stipe Miocic defending against the light heavyweight champion, Daniel Cormier, of course, the 7th of July, live from Paradise or Las Vegas, Nevada, UFC main event. We'll talk about that card in depth, and we'll go down the Sure Dog ratings. Who's the best fighter in each division in the world of mixed martial arts? You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is Tower of Power.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, folks. You know, when you try to rent a house in the Bay Area, I live in the San Francisco Bay Area. I'm going to get into this. My producer's laughing a little bit, but it is the toughest thing in the world. I mean, pound for pound, as far as like getting things done, finding a house to rent in the Bay Area is like almost impossible because, you know, the rents are through the roof. You want to rent a house here in San Francisco, like a two-bedroom, two-bath in the city by the bay, in San Francisco itself, it probably costs you about $3,500 to $4,000. I kid you not. So I found this spot on the other side of the bay in Hayward, California, and I moved in there because, you know, me and the old lady broke up a few years ago and that kind of good stuff, been living on my own. Now I want to get back into a house, flee the apartment type of thing. So I go into this nice house, and it's sort of cool. It's been remodeled, you know, and I'm cool there. I moved in there on last Friday, and then, you know, I called the PG&E on Friday and said, hey, you know, I'm living here, blah, blah, blah. They said, you are? I said, yeah. And the lady says to me, do you have power there? I said, yeah, the power's on. I just moved in this morning. She said, oh, okay. So anyway, they call me on Monday morning. The electrical company calls me as there's a guy on the pole outside, right? He's turning off the power. It turns out the power in that house was an illegal hookup. Evidently, this landlord, Mr. William Wu of the Transamerica Financial Group down there out of San Francisco and San Mateo, California, Burlingame, I think exact, to be exact, he rented out this house. And the house had never been inspected, allegedly, regarding the remodeling he did and the electrical work that he did. And see, I was trying to turn on the heater, and the heater wouldn't turn on, so I called the PG&E. Anyway, the PG&E came out, shut off the power, found out he was stealing electricity from the pole in order to remodel the house. And then the PG&E tells me, I've got to move out, like within an hour. There's no electricity. I have to move, okay? So you know what the guy told me? I'm on my own. Kept my $6,500. I kid you not. So rip-offs are happening in the world of landlords. They just are. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is I'm going to go 180 degrees the other way, and I met this Indian doctor, and he and I got together, and we talked a couple days ago about me moving into a house that he's got across the bay. And it's a far better house than this other house was. It's got its own hot tub in the backyard, and you know how freaky I am on hot tubs and that kind of good stuff. It's got a good long bathtub. What I'm trying to tell you is I struck gold or platinum after getting, you know, trounced and ripped off by this landlord. So if and I'm trying to get legal advice right now. Of course, I advise the Alameda County District Attorney's Office, people like that. And, of course, he's putting this house up on Trulia, And I called the Public Utilities Commission last week, and they told me that the power won't go on back on for that house for weeks because it's got to pass some type of inspection. Evidently, somebody was also growing weed there before and stealing electricity, growing weed there. So the bottom line is, at the end of the day, this landlord, Mr. William Wu, was a creep. So if you have any involvement with William Wu, don't. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Off the subject of being ripped off. That's right, ripped off. So I can't say, so I lose the $6,500 there, and I have to be moved out in a minute. You got to find a place to live. So I'm sleeping in my car, the Motel 6, one or the other. Okay. It's a bit of a drag. And now, of course, I have to throw down almost $9,000 to move into this other house. So lots of cash being thrown around for a poor man. Good Lord. The MMA Hour, of course, live on Sports Byline, SB Nation Sports. A lot of networks. I can go on and on, but the bottom line is you're here listening to the MMA Hour, and I thank you for that because you can be anywhere in the world. Anyway, Max Holloway, of course, he is the co-feature for the upcoming UFC event, of course, 7-7-2018. Next Saturday, they're rocking and rolling, baby. UFC 220. Is it 226? Yeah, 226. God, the number's going. Remember, when I went to the first UFC, it was like UFC 29 or something like that, 2FC 29. Anyway, that was back in the day, of course. Tito Ortiz on top against some Russian guy defending the title. I think that's the way it was. I think that was the main event. Anyway, bottom line is this fight's going to rock. It's going to roll. I'm talking about Max Holloway, of course, taking on the undefeated Brian Ortega. Max is no bum. 1983, the world featherweight champion. I've had listeners on this show call, drop me text. In fact, I'll go to a couple of texts on Holloway in a minute. But saying that Holloway is the far superior fighter regarding he and Brian Ortega. And that Brian Ortega hasn't made his bones yet, according to some people. Listen, Brian Ortega has destroyed people that's been put in front of him. He's just destroyed them. And even when he hasn't been in the greatest shape of his life, I mean, he admitted that last weight cut he did wasn't probably the healthiest thing he's ever done in his life. But he can make 145 pounds, and he's a big 145-pounder. He's a guy that looks like he's a 155-pounder shrinking down to 145. Now, we'll see what that size is when he moves up to 155, because eventually he will. But he will face Max Holloway. He's undefeated, 14 fights. I think there was one fight that was ruled a no contest because of alleged performance-enhancing drugs, a.k.a. Flintstone vitamins. But we're giving him a pass. We're giving him a pass on that one time. Brian, we're giving you a pass. Don't do me wrong, please. Anyway, we're giving him a pass on the Flintstone vitamins, 14-0, taking on Max Holloway. Max Holloway, of course, has got the Gracie techniques. I mean, he's a phenomenal fighter. He punches well. He's a rough dude. Remember, he was willing to come down to 155 pounds and fight, I think it was Khabib on like last minute notice a couple of months ago. I think Al Quinta ended up being the eventual opponent. But, Holloway was willing to come down, and the doctors ruled him unfit on the day of the fight. In other words, like he was taking enemas and doing all kinds of crazy stuff to make the weight, make that money, baby. Because, you know, if he fought Khabib at 155, it was no sweat off him because he still had his title at 145. But the punishment he would have taken, Khabib is a punisher. Khabib is just, I don't know how to beat Khabib on paper. I just don't. I mean, if I sat down and said to myself, I think his boxing's overrated. So me being a boxer, I'd want to box his ears. I want to move away from that right hand is. I would keep moving to the right on Khabib the entire time. I would never let Khabib get his back foot set, especially that front foot. I'd make him keep moving that front foot, and I'll keep moving around and pot-shotting him from side to side. Because I think if you stand with Khabib, especially early, it ain't good. And if you stand with him late, it ain't good either. So to stand with him is not a good thing, to stand and punch him. But if you box him, much like you did Francis Ngannou, of course, that heavyweight sensation, the heir apparent to the throne, Dana White's guy, talking about enemas, Dana White was having like the oral equivalent of one when he was watching that fight between Francis Ngannou and Stipe Miocic for the world heavyweight title. Of course, Stipe's last fight, winning a five-round decision, getting hurt in the first round, being essentially on Queer Street in that first round, but Stipe came back and Stipe licked him like a stamp. I mean, he was beating them down towards the end. If they'd have been gay, I mean, they could have arrested Stipe Miocic afterwards for domestic violence. I mean, that was a whoop down. That was a beat down. I thought he could have moved in and tried to stop Ngannou, but here's the thing with Ngannou. He's got freakish power. And nobody wants to risk getting hit on the chin with a hammer. It's just not happening. Why do it? Why risk it? I think Stipe was smart in what he did. He went five rounds. He showed he could fight, went five rounds. And, of course, Francis Ngannou, sucking that wind, baby, after the first round. He was done. He was done. And that's because, you know, those big old muscles of his. And plus the fact that he didn't want to train on the ground. All of his training he did standing up. You're going to fight for the World Heavyweight Championship and you don't do any groundwork? What an idiot. Sort of reminds me, who was that fighter, Miocic, a few years ago that was signed by the UFC? Mirko Krokop, signed by the UFC, of course, to fight in a cage in the octagon, right? And what did he do? He trained at a ring. He trained at a ring to fight in a cage. So when he got in the cage was queer to him. And I don't mean gay, sexually. It was like a strange place to him, no doubt about it. Guys got to do what they got to do. Anyway, back to Holloway, and I'll get to Ngannou and Derek Lewis in a minute. But Holloway and Ortega, I think Brian Ortega should be a slight favorite here, at least in my mind. I mean, maybe not in the betting world's mind. I'll give it to the champion, make him the favorite. I'll make some money on Brian Ortega if I was betting Ortega. But I think Ortega's the younger fighter, the better fighter. He's taken less punishment, if hardly any. Max Holloway's been in some wars, there's no doubt about it. As I said, 19-3. Give him props. He's a champion. He beat Jose Aldo not once but twice. He destroyed Aldo. But Aldo, of course, was like, you know, older than God. I mean, he was like Jesus with the beard, man. He was like, done. I mean, done. But Scarface, of course, had that reputation being the former champion, thought they can come back at 145, especially after making weight. There was one fight in which Scarface made weight, and I was just like absolutely blown away by it, saying to myself, man, this dude looks like the real deal. He looks like he's coming back. But, you know, that was that last shot. I don't know if it was performance-enhancing drugs and he got off the cycle at the right time, but it was that last shot. After that, Scarface was done. Anyway, Max Holloway finished Scarface not once, but twice. Brian Ortega, I think he's going to finish Max Holloway. You're listening to the MMA Hour, live on Sports Byline. Text me, 415-275-1613. Drop your comments on the world of mixed martial arts, on me in general, or, you know, whatever you want to talk about. Straight up, the text line once again, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to the MMA Hour live on Sports Byline.
He would try and I would bring it back down. And it worked, man. I just wanted to gas him out and get him tired. You know, he's a big boy. He's got a lot of muscle on him, you know, and there's a lot of oxygen to carry for a big boy like that. I'm going to go home, hang out with my wife, my dogs, get the baby set up, and then we'll figure it out from there. I'm tired right now. I'm going to go home and hang out and
attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
We're talking Mixed Martial Arts, baby, on Sports Byline. Of course, UFC 226, 6 days away. As I said, the stellar fight on the card is going to be Max Holloway. No doubt about it, Max Holloway, of course, defending the World Featherweight Championship against the undefeated Brian Ortega. And I think Ortega is going to win that fight. A lot of people think I'm wrong here. I've got some texts coming here. The texts are running 5-1 for Holloway. Is Brian Ortega like... You guys don't like him? Is that it? My listeners don't like Brian Ortega, or is this a revolt on me? I mean, what is it? 4-1 here as far as five texts coming in here, and four for Holloway and one for Brian Ortega. And I'm a bit taken aback. I'm a bit stunned by that. I mean, I respect your opinion this and that, but I just thought that the new young kid on the block would have made, you know, one hell of an impression on you. Obviously, he didn't. Straight up, I'm telling you, I think that Ortega's going to win that fight. Of course, Ortega is a... kid from Southern California, Mexican-American descent, always talking, how can I put this, always talking positively, wants to start foundations. I mean, he's really a good kid, and I wish him all the best. But, you know, Brian's got his hands full. There's no doubt about it. Brian's got his hands full with Mr. Max Holloway. There's no doubt about it. You are tuned to the MMA Hour Live on, we'll talk about Bellator and the next segment, of course, Bellator trying to do their thing, signing some stars. More doubt about it. No doubt about it. Give them props. I mean, they know they've got to go out there and sign people. They know they have to go out there and sign people. And if they don't, you know, they'll be just like a third. They'll sort of be like the Oakland A's of Major League Baseball. And what I mean by that is, you know, they're like the farm club of the rest of the league. They sort of supply all the talent for the Yankees. I can go on and on. But the bottom line is the A's just won't spend the money. So, you know, UFC doesn't want to spend the money. Guess what? Bellator will spend the money. Of course, UFC 226 next Saturday. Stipe Miocic and Danny Cormier in the main event. Of course, for the heavyweight championship of the world. I've sort of glossed over that. It is for the heavyweight championship. And, of course, Stipe is the champion, having beaten the two guys that have already beaten him. And he's beaten them decisively. So more power to him. He's the underdog, seems like, in every fight. He will not be the underdog in this fight against Cormier. I think he'll be a slight favorite. And Daniel Cormier is the ascending light heavyweight champion. Of course, he's a guy that's moving up in weight from 205 pounds to above 205 pounds. Anything above 205 pounds is considered heavyweight. So you figure Cormier is probably going to come in about 214, 215, somewhere around there, which is really sort of like his weight. And he said, since I won't have to cut weight, I'll be stronger. Man, you never cut weight to make 205 in your life. I looked at your body. You did no weight cut, none whatsoever. MMA Hour Live here on Sports Ball. And let's take it to Anthony. Anthony, you want to weigh in here?
Yes, actually, I changed my opinion from yesterday. We talked yesterday. I've done my research on Brian Ortega. I'm more of a fan of Ortega than Max Holloway. So I want, realistically, I think Holloway's going to win, but I want Ortega to win the fight.
And well, Ortega's colorful, man, but Max Holloway's one tough dude. How do you see this? When the bell rings, what do you see happening?
Honestly, does Ortega have a lot of power? Is he a knockout artist like other like light flyweights? Or is this flyweight what division?
This is 145 pounds. This is the featherweight division. This is, of course, the division.
Are they known for a knockout artist, or are they known for going all the way through the fight?
Well, I mean, Mr. Ortega knocks people out. You know, he knocks people out. He submits him. He does whatever he wants. In other words, he owns people. He's undefeated. The other guy is 19-3. Of course, we'll talk about defending champion Max Holloway. I think it'll be a great main event. But this heavyweight title fight, I'm talking about, of course, Stipe Miocic and Danny Cormier going down. Cormier, a lot of people think that Cormier's got a shot here because he's a natural heavyweight and he's the superior wrestler. But he's going up against size, determination, and guess what? Talk about boxing ability. Stipe's a former Golden Gloves champion. Stipe Miocic can box a bit.
Yeah, honestly, that fight scares me a little bit, like you said, because Stipe can wrestle a little bit, but not as well as, because isn't Cormier a gold medal wrestler?
He's a world amateur champion. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he's the wrestling coach for Cain Velasquez. He's considered like the guy, the best pound for pound wrestler. A lot of people think in the world of mixed martial arts, of course. And I got to concur. I mean, he's an outstanding amateur wrestler. He's got great amateur wrestling. I mean, that base of his is fantastic. I just don't know if that's going to be enough to take away the World Heavyweight Championship from Stipe Miocic. Stipe's determined. There's no doubt about it. Hey, I got to run, but I thank you for the call. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I've been teasing Brian Ortega. That's right. We'll have Brian Ortega at 40 minutes past the hour here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the challenger for the World Featherweight Championship. That's right, next Saturday night, 6 days away, baby. USC, of course, 226, 7-7-218. Remember, I mean, 7-7. There's some spectacular fights on 7-7. I remember 7-7-07, July 7, 2007, Nonito Donaire knocked out Victor Chinian with one punch in a television fight and knocked him into another time zone. In fact, when the guy woke up, he had no idea he'd ever been knocked out. One of the spectacular knockouts. And, of course, that was a big upset. Donaire moving up in weight and winning that belt against, wow, Victor Chinian. Vic was a hell of a punch. Anyway, this is going to rock and roll. I like this car. Francis Ngannou, of course, and Derek Lewis. Derek Lewis is not a hobo. He's just not a hobo. Okay, Derek Lewis comes to the dance, of course, pretty good record. He's got 25 fights and 19 wins. You know, he's lost five times, but he's lost three times by knockout. That's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. But then again, in the world of MMA, sometimes you get knocked out quick, and I'm for quick knockouts. I really am. As far as, you know, punishment and CTE and chronic traumatic encephalitis, I think I got that right. Anyway, the CTE, of course, they call it the basis of that movie, Concussion. All right. You know, I was reflecting the other day. Somebody ran a post on Facebook regarding my high school football team, South San Francisco High School, and, you know, some of the football players, now I realize why they are a little off. I really do. Now I realize why they're a little off. Of course, I interviewed Mark Gastineau. He was an all-pro with the New York Jets back in the day, back in the 1980s. He turned professional boxer in the 1990s. Somewhat successful career if you want to count fixed fights. Anyway, I interviewed Gastineau at a pay-per-view event up there in Reno, Nevada, and I think it was in like 1980, 1992, something like that. Boom Boom Mancini fighting Greg Haugen in the main event. And Gastineau was like in a supporting event. And I couldn't get Gastineau's attention for a 45-second interview. I just couldn't do it. I mean, I had to do everything but slap him to get a response out of him. And I found out later that I said to myself, you know, that guy's punch drunk. That guy's punch drunk. And then, you know, the aforementioned, my earlier guest, Larry Merchant, of course, who was on in hour number one of this MMA hour, of course, here on Sports Byline. Wow, he talked about, you know, concussions early on, and he was the guy that brought that out on HBO. But I knew in the 90s, I knew right then and there that something with football was wrong, because I was running into too many football players at events. You know, hey, Pedro, what's up? Hey, what's happening? I won't mention names. And some of those guys have really done some crazy stuff. And one football player in particular, one ex-football player, of course, he had like a Super Bowl ring with the Niners. And I'm not going to, I'm going to mention his name. Mike Schumann of Channel 7, ABC 7, of course, He told me that he thought he was suffering from some possible CTE, some possible brain damage, and he might be. You know why? He just got fired from Channel 7. Channel 7 is about to fire him. Channel 7 is about two blocks down the street here, right across the street from the old Q2 studios on Vallejo Street. Anyway, evidently Mike Schumer was at a Warriors practice, and he stole the head of security. He stole his jacket. It was a Warriors jacket, like I said, Golden State Warriors on the back. And then Mike Schumer stole it, took it home, and put it in his lot. You know, took it home, stuck it in his bag in the whole nine yards. And there was an investigation launched into it. And evidently, the video sees, according to employees at Channel 7 that I've talked to, that the video shows that Mike Schumer walking up on this guy's coat, which was like somewhere in the arena, on the back of a chair. Of course, the arena wasn't open to the public, just to the media. So he looks around, takes a jacket and walks off with it. In other words, he's obviously stealing it, okay? And, of course, he was making, what, a couple hundred grand a year at least, not making the money that Martin Wyatt, his predecessor, was making there at ABC 7. Of course, Martin Wyatt was making close to 700, 800 grand a year. I don't think that Schumer was up there. And Schumer was a verse guy. He's sort of not too well-liked by a lot of the Bay Area press corps, even before this incident. And why do I say that? Because, you know, he was a guy that brought his own camera. In other words, he eliminated the cameraman as far as doing sports was concerned. So he bring his own camera, and that would eliminate a lot of money. And, of course, the TV people, the management loved him for that. Of course, the other guys hated him for it. But Mike Schumer, looks like he's toast at Channel 7 for stealing a jacket from the president of the Warriors. What a dummy. You got to be an idiot. Stone cold idiot. Think about that. A jacket, and the guy lost $250,000 gig. And you'll probably never get another job in broadcasting. Who wants to hire Mike Schumer, the jacket thief? Ha! You're tuned to the MMAR, live on Sports Ball. And you want to join in on text? You can via text. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. I'm going to go through the divisions. Who's the best in each division? I'll start off with the lightweight division, 155 pounds on the other side of the break. You're tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
And now, Valero's summer vacation driving tips. Keep these in mind as you embark on your journey. Give your car a safety check, including coolant tank, hoses, belts, tire pressure, battery, air, and fuel filters. Prepare an emergency kit to keep in the vehicle, and have a phone number for nationwide automotive assistance in the event you need towing or maintenance. Be sure you have your license, registration, and current insurance card. And now, a word from Valero.
Where is your there? Your happy place. Your go-to destination. Maybe it's that hidden cove by the lake. Or that place an hour and a half away on Route 6 that serves the world's best meatloaf. Or maybe it's home. At Valero, we have the fuel to get you there. Wherever there is. Because Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
Is there something? Styles make fights, right? Now, Max Holloway has just been such a beast pretty much everywhere, specifically on the feet. Now, you being the stand-up coach, nobody's indestructible. Are you seeing any holes up there that you could capitalize?
Yeah, there's a couple of holes that I see. You know, me and Brian, we've been working on this for a while now, so I think we'll be ready for him. We'll definitely be ready for Max.
Because I remember with Frankie Edgar, that uppercut, I remember you guys would tell me you had to be, like, specifically for right. Frankie, you were getting ready for that rush. And it was something you specifically, like, it didn't just come out of nowhere. Like, you guys were planning that. So I'm like, man, let me see what do they have for Max? I know you don't want to show your hand, but I'm just like, man, where is the
Chinese secret?
Yes.
Chinese secret. He said ancient Chinese secret.
No, but you should lie. This is a good time to lie because Max will hear this. So what you guys should do is like, yeah, this is what we're going to do. And then just say something completely nonsensical. Like I'm going to throw left kicks or just something you're not going to do.
Like you're going to jump the guard or something.
Yeah, I'm just like going to run up the cage and like, you know, do those WWE slams on them or something.
You know what I felt really...
I've been watching a lot of surf film, you know, so it's helping me get ready for this fight.
That's awesome.
We're basically just going to go out right in the middle of the cage, just point down and say, let's go!
Yes! That was how Cowboy ended his fight right. The other day. He always did.
Let's go, man!
I like that. That's James's style. But, you know, Max, the champ was just here. He left. And he was saying, like, with jiu-jitsu guys, he wasn't saying you in particular, but he was just saying, like, with some jiu-jitsu guys, they come over, and even though they're really skilled on the floor, with the striking just makes such a difference. And they're so confident in their submissions, but then you'd add in the strikes. But, you know, I'm thinking, you know, there's different styles of jiu-jitsu, and there's a lot of guys
that's
doing it just
that's
for
typical. Guy.
Yes, exactly. Because you, training with the Gracie brothers over there at Torrance, you guys know how to keep your distance. A lot of times now, because people are getting ready for like EBIs and submission tournaments, they're bringing themselves underneath and underneath, and they're trying to get legs. They're bringing people on top of them instead of creating distance from the strikes because they're not worried about the strikes. That's what you are, like you said, you're a master of. That's when you were going to fight, when you wanted to fight Khabib, you said, I feel really confident because I've been spending years and among years just creating that distance so the guys cannot work me over down there. So I don't know. So, I mean, you're not the typical jiu-jitsu guys. The first thing that came to my head. Is it making sense at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. No, trust me, I feel you 100%. There's different levels to this, to the least for the groundwork when it comes, especially to MMA, you know, because everyone forgets that a lot of schools in general, they teach jiu-jitsu at a tournament level. And like you said, that they don't, when you're learning this, you're learning this against another person who's going to do the same to you. But when they throw something out of left field and they start punching you in the face, that's something that they're not used to. They're not ready. And that's why we say it's the different part of jiu-jitsu that I train. I didn't train in the tournament style jiu-jitsu. I trained where the second I got in there, someone was trying to punch my face in, and I had to use jiu-jitsu to self-defense aspect of it.
That's right. He's keeping somebody too close or too far away, which is...
And eventually it just, my game just modified it and worked itself into MMA, you know, where I had I mean, you name it. I have any Gracie on top of me. I have any black belt on top of me, any weight. And I'd have them, and I'd tell them, I go, punch me in the face as hard as you can. And I just make it work.
And also, you were, Brian, you were offered to fight, after Tony got hurt, you were also offered to fight Khabib, and you agreed. And they gave it to Max, or offered it to Max, obviously, because he's, you know, he's the champion. How close were you? Were you closer in weight than he was at that time before they stopped him?
What? I don't know what weight Max was at.
I heard he was 180-something. He was came in a little bit, and we just talked to him, and he said he was close. He was very close to making it, like 2 pounds away, or he would have come in with, I don't know. That was what they said. But were you really far off? Because you're not a small guy either.
No, I was closer than that.
And how long did you have the offer for?
From Sunday? Yeah, Easter. Easter, I got the call.
You did. And then how long until they told you, look, we're giving it to Max?
That same day.
Oh, they told you. Okay, they probably called both of you guys just to see.
Yeah, but they flew me. Well, obviously, I seen you guys in New York. They flew me out there to do some media and stuff and hang out. And I think it was just to be in the wing in case something still happened, but once Thursday night came and it was like 1 o'clock, I was like, there's no way these guys are going to call me anymore. So I decided to go to Junior's, have a nice cheesecake and enjoyed myself, you know? And I was like, of course, these guys, it's Thursday night. These guys are going to wake up, weigh in, and, you know, there goes my chance at fighting Khabib. And I wake up and then I get all these messages and, oh man, Max, pull, you know, all this. And I was just like, damn.
Now, one of the biggest weapons in Max Holloway's arsenal, I'm going to say, is his endurance. He gets stronger as the fight goes on. The five rounds. Now, I've never listen. Your endurance up till now, I think, has been phenomenal. I don't ever recall you getting gassed. You know, the five rounds. What do we think about that, man? How's that been going?
For the longest time, I was getting stronger. As the time goes by, I feel because the Swanson fight and the Edgar fight, they ended so fast that people forget. I barely start warming up by the third round. If you've seen all the other fights, it was, I finally get in the groove and start actually moving in the third round. That's why I have the history for the longest third round winning streak or finishes. And yeah, those fights ended because I finished it, but if I had four and five, you know, it just gives you more time to work. And I don't know, man. I'm the kind of guy, I love fighting. So the longer you leave me in there, the more I find my rhythm. I find my opponent's rhythm, the way he moves. And I just study the way, you know, the patterns of the fight behavior. And once I study that and figure it out, then I can move in a way accordingly to his pattern to where I can finish him and figure him out. So for me, the longer I'm in there, the better.
What's fascinating is we have two young guys that are, you haven't tasted defeat, and Max Holloway, he is,
he's 19-3.
And he's 12 on a 12 fight win streak. He hasn't lost in years. So the confidence, not only is like when you say
I've never lost ever.
I yeah. know, yes. You never tasted it. So it's like, you got two guys that confidence has to be through the roof along with the abilities. Because a lot of times, like when I watch guys get into that cage, and one of these that comes to mind is like a Cody Garbrandt versus TJ Dillashaw. I'm like, look at them. They're both super, the confidence is just, it's not wavering on either side. And that's what we got here, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I am beyond psyched.
Now, fighting Max, what do you think? Now, you're not going to give away your game plan, of course. What do you think he's looking to do against you?
Oh, he's going to strike. You know, whether it's forward or moving away, his thing is to punches and bunches and wear me out by the time the five round comes where he can finish me.
So you think he's going to look to go deep in the fight?
Well, I was a fighter. He's going to try to take it any way he can, but, you know, I feel like volume and speed is going to work in his favor. And just like I said, punches and bunches and try to just work a nice game plan to where he can try to break me down.
Now, everybody's different leading up to a fight. Max, I think he was ice skating before one of his last fights or whatever it was. Or, you know, like the day before, people are like, what are you, nuts? Is there any time, because I know you love to surf, do you cut that off at any time before, or do you surf like up until the week before or anything?
I surf up to the week before, man. There was surf right now. I actually just surfed like 2 days ago.
And you didn't use a cane like Ed Soros does.
I caught my wave like a real surfer. I paddled towards it.
That's it. You know what? That might even help you. That might just help keep channeling that zen of yours.
And just living life the way you live it. Like Max said, he fucking was ice skating. And again, you look what happened with Tony. As cautious as you want to be, he trips on a cord.
The other day, I was out on a boat just doing backflips off the top of the boat and just doing all kinds of stuff. yeah, I was surfing on a boat. Yeah, if there was waves in Vegas, we'd be surfing right now over there.
Hey, you know, I don't know if we asked you this when you were in, Brian, but Rogan had made a point during your fight against Frankie that you went in for a guillotine early, and there was a noticeable excitement in the crowd with people anticipating a finish. Did you notice that when that happened?
Oh, absolutely, man. I feel like now people understand that, you know, if it's a dangerous thing if I grab a hold of any kind of limb, you know? And that just goes from all the amazing training I've had through jiu-jitsu and the trials and errors and the fights, you know, especially with Cub Swanson, you know, where I wrapped his neck up. And then in the first round, it was a wrap. And then the bell saved him. And then second round, I reassured that, you know. And the fans now know that, you know, I can choke anyone. We don't have to be on the ground. We can be standing up.
Now, you look at a guy like Max Holloway, and he's, you know, what is he, 5'11"? And now, as a jiu-jitsu expert, because I used to do this, do you ever look and go, man, look at those long limbs, and just start to drool, like, ah, they're so, like, compared to, like, Frank Yeager's got the shorter arms. Do you look at him and go, look at those long limbs I can just get around?
Yeah, oh, not even Frank, drool.
Yeah, but Frankie was tough, you know? Frankie's tough. Those are the hardest guys to submit is the small guys who have no neck and they're just, you know, and they have that wrestling background.
Yeah.
So they're just like little ferocious little pit bulls. So,
yeah,
you know, I understood that going in with him. And, you know, that's why we did what we did. And we changed it up and knocked him out.
That's why I felt Frankie did well when he had Yair Rodriguez up against the cage. Because those little limbs, he's pulling out of triangles and arm locks and coming down with vicious elbows. Oh,
yeah.
Man. Brian Ortega hooking it up with USC veteran Matt Serra there. Talking about, of course, his big epic showdown 6 days away. The World Featherweight Championship. USC version, baby. They're going to rock and roll, no doubt about it. And I've got so much faith in Holloway. I really, really do. But, you know, the problem is when you pick fights, in boxing, it's easier to pick fights than it is to pick fights in MMA. I'll just be honest with you, okay? As a boxing expert, or so-called boxing expert, I was the last official ESPN handicapping champion. I beat Dave Koken, who's that famous Las Vegas gambler you see doing the 900 numbers in those NFL telecasts before the show, bet on this, bet on that, you know, call my 900, all that kind of good stuff, my website. Anyway, he's the king of Vegas, and I beat him by one fight in this ESPN top rank handicapping championship. So I was the last handicap champion of Las Vegas as far as boxing was concerned. That was like 15, 20 years ago. They haven't done it in a long, long time. Anyway, Aram gave me a $500. I thought that was pretty cool at that. So handicapping MMA fights is not as easy because there's so many different ways to win or lose. I've talked about this before. I mean, it isn't with boxing. We've got a decision. We've got a knockout. We've got a disqualification, and we've got, what else have we got? I mean, not a whole lot of the other ways, maybe a no contest, okay? But we don't have a whole lot of the ways to win or lose, okay? But in MMA, you can be submitted, you can be choked out. I mean, all kinds of different ways. You can lose on points, you can be knocked out, you can be DQ'd, man. Lots of ways to lose in MMA. That's why nobody's ever a sure thing in MMA, especially against a great champion like Max Holloway. But I'm telling you, Brian Ortega, he is the real deal, baby. The Mexican-American phenom is here. His time is now, 2018. Max Holloway to shine at UFC 226. You're tuned to the MMA Hour live on Sports Byline.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add four more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide, of course, on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, and like a thousand different other internet platforms, including TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. But what I'm trying to tell you is Ring Talk Live worldwide, of course, emanates from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, the left coast, the west coast, call it what you want. Each and every Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 8 o'clock in Honolulu, Hawaii, and 2 o'clock Pacific Eastern time. That's both Saturday and Sunday. It's 2 p.m. Eastern time, Saturday and Sunday, right here on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. An hour on Saturday, and that's tentative for the moment, but we've been there, of course, for 34 years, so I don't know where we're going. But the Sunday show, you tune to the Sunday show right now. 2 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, an hour of boxing, usually an hour of mixed martial arts, and then we mix everything else in as well and have some fun. But the bottom line is you have a lot of places you can be. In fact, you can be anywhere in the entire world right now. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and being right here. Straight up, UFC, of course, 226, as I said, less than a week away. I think that Stipe Miocic wins the main event. I think he beats Daniel Cormier pretty easily, especially if they do the stand-up type of thing. I think that Cormier is going to try to present a challenge for the champion on the ground. But as far as stand-up's concerned, I think Stipe Miocic is a far superior boxer, and I look for him to win. The co-feature, of course, Max Holloway. Yes, that is my guy, no doubt about it, the world featherweight champion. But he's running into a guy that I don't think he's going to beat. I'm talking about undefeated Brian Ortega. Ortega is the real deal in my mind. I think he's a perfect combination of everything. The jiu-jitsu, the wrestling, the boxing. You put it all together, the dirty fighting. He is the real deal. I think pound for pound, he may be one of the greatest fighters
ever. Now, I'm saying this 6 days before the fight, and who knows, he might get drilled, but I'm telling you, from the bottom of my heart, I think that Brian Ortega is the real deal, and he captures the World Featherweight Championship next week. Anyway, I gotta run. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide, come to you on Sports Byline, SB Nation Radio Sports Force, a host of other networks. Next up, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, we'll air hour number one of Ring Talk Live Worldwide with the godfather of the HBO crew, Larry Merchant. We'll talk boxing and Muhammad Ali in hour number one. That's next right here on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Thank you for listening to Ring Talk.